The Department of Administration is pressuring other state agencies to keep a tight lid on their preliminary spending plans for the next 2 years. The DNR board has just endorsed DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp's budget recommendations that would hike DNR spending a couple million dollars or less than 1%. But former DNR Secretary George Meyer, now with the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, asked the board to urge the state to spend more on programs that try to reduce nutrient-laden runoff that causes algae blooms in lakes and rivers.
But what we see every day is that the status quo does not solve the problem. And in fact, we appear to be losing ground in many waterways.
Meyer says there's a nearly monthly stream of news stories about nutrient pollution and algae-clogged waterways, including about phosphorus contamination in the Bay of Green Bay. DNR Secretary Stepp was not at the DNR board meeting this week, but Deputy Secretary Matt Maroney says the DNR has been meeting and talking with the state agriculture department.
So we are kind of working through and trying to address these issues in a working relationship with DATCAP. But I think there will be more to come on this issue. I think there's no silver bullet, so to speak, you know, that's going to solve this, you know, easily overnight.
Environmental groups say the cleanup would be moving faster if the Walker administration hadn't altered a phosphorus reduction plan passed in 2010 under then-Governor Jim Doyle. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.